Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about a subject today that I believe is timely, it's fitting, and it is absolutely necessary for us to face, understand, and discuss. How should a Christian vote? I'm talking about casting your vote locally for Department of Education, for the school board races, for those that are running for state office or for the national office, as well as the amendments that will be on the ballot, especially the 6 amendments that will be on the ballots in the state of Florida. How should we vote? What is the barometer by which we make the decision to vote as Christians, as conservatives, and as patriots? How should we make that determination? Ladies and gentlemen, Christians and conservatives, I believe, must recognize the demonic powers that's in play with this election. I'm looking at a massive document here. It says, God, Trump, and America, the Democrats all out plan to steal the 2024 election. Now, you wouldn't think the Democrats would do that, would you? You wouldn't think that either party would try to steal an election, would you? That's a joke almost in circles. This article, in part, I'm looking at it, says, today's far-left Democratic Party is single-mindedly obsessed with retaining power and its expanding use, no matter what. And that means Democrats, in close collaboration with the deep state, the legacy media, and the big tech and other corporate allies, will do absolutely anything and everything within their power to rig, to corrupt, and to steal the 2024 election. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a horrible thought. They did that in 2020, in my most humble opinion. You can disagree, but I've got reams of documents that were real then and even now. Listen, and I'm not going to digress much, but Dr. Davis, there was just something, a major article in the past 2 days in the state of Georgia where they have now reopened the investigation of the 2020 election, of the theft of the votes in Fulton County in particular. And yet, all the time now we've been told, no, there wasn't anything, no improprieties in the Georgia election. There was no problem with them pulling ballots out from under the table by the cases and counting them after midnight. No, don't believe what your lying eyes tell you. And now where we're approaching a 2024 election, they're trying to reopen the case and reinvestigate what they have tried to cover up for 4 years. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that the demonic powers are at work. And I use that very clearly. If it were, whether it's a D behind the name or an R behind the name, I don't care. I'm looking at it from a conservative Christian's perspective. How should we then live, as Ezekiel 33:10 says? What should we do? How should we vote? I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, go ahead.
Y'all dead on point. And Dr. Davis, it's a pleasure to hear you again.
Thank you so much, Brother Kenneth.
Yes, sir. But, I mean, y'all dead on point. And we got so many, Lord forgive me for saying it like this, ignorant people. And on top of that, they're going to try to steal this election again.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They are. And I know they are. Because,
well, Kenneth,
one,
Kenneth, going back to that, let me underline and exemplify some of the things. They had major investigations in Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, Pennsylvania. All of the ones they call the battleground states have had major investigations. And in Pennsylvania in particular, they found that there were some major irregularities in the 2020 election. And then in the midterm, the 2022 elections, they found some ballots that they, some voting, some people that thought they were elected by stealing votes, that the courts had to toss out and reverse the election. That's been quiet. The Marxist media has not covered those issues. They're still real issues that are taking place today, and yet it's trying to be silenced by the Marxist media. We need to understand, Kenneth, and I know that you do, but our listeners perhaps have not heard this as direct, but we need to understand what happened in 2020, and we need to do everything possible from a Christian, conservative, patriot standpoint to avoid that happening again, because the destiny of our nation, the destiny of Christianity, the destiny of our Bill of Rights, the destiny of our freedom of speech, and the right to keep and bear arms, and religious liberties are all in the balance, hanging in the balance with this election. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I tell you what, though, and I get off the phone, it's the elitists that are doing this, and people, like I think it's from Jeremiah, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. A lot of people do not have, they don't see. And like you said, that I call them the woke media. No, and that's what they look at. That's what
Kenneth, you're exactly right, and it necessitates Christians being salt and light. Salt is worthless if it stays in the shaker. Light is worthless if it stays hidden under a bed. And as Christians, we need to get out of the shaker and out from under the bed, out of the closet, and be salt and light. And especially in the next 90 days of this election cycle, if we want to save America. Now, understand, Kenneth, and I'm not trying to say that Christians and man's power and man's authority can override what God is doing. But God is on the throne. We're to be used as human instruments, vessels, by Holy God. We're to come out from among them and be ye separate. We're to recognize that God says that we need to become, if we're saved, we need to become and recognize that we're a new person, a new individual, a new want-to, a new desire. And with that, we need to cast our ballots that way that pleases God and pleases what God's Word says in the Scripture. So, Kenneth, it's going to require every Christian to pray, to prepare, and to plan, and to be involved in the election process. And if a Christian is listening today, don't you dare sit at home. Don't you dare sit on your hands and say, I'm not going to vote. Don't you dare say that it doesn't make any difference who goes in office. Don't you dare take the, if you please, the cop-out, as it is called, saying, well, God's in charge. God's going to put whomever he wants to in office. That simply does not work that way. God wants we as believers to be the salt and light to come out of the shaker and out from under the bed. Kenneth, it requires our prayer and our serious. In fact, I say to everybody, you've got an iPhone in your hand, you've got an Android in your hand, everybody that's on your email list, everybody that's on your text list, everybody that you have in there, send them an email, send them a text saying, for example, with the six amendments in the state of Florida, Amendment 3 for the pot amendment, say no. Tell them to vote no. For the murder by way of abortion amendment, Amendment 4, tell them to say no. When it comes to the serious issues, Kenneth, what I'm saying is we that have recognized the truth, we need to tell others the truth, whether they like it or agree with it or not. That's our responsibility as Christians. So, Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Have a blessed day.
And then, Dr. Youngblood, another few things that we can do, you know, as Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Again, either we can vote for people that believe in God and his word and will promote biblical principles.
Yes.
contained in the law.
Yes.
Or we can run for office ourselves and get in there, be a part, get involved.
That's right.
And that's what Daniel, and you know, we can go back to the scripture and see where so many times the people of God were also involved. And then when we look at Joseph being the prime minister,
that's right.
If it had not been for Joseph, nobody wouldn't have survived.
Well, I tell people,
but God put Joseph him in the right place at the right time.
Joseph's brothers had sold him into slavery. He went from the pit to prison to becoming the prime minister of Egypt.
Amen.
Well, that's
Amen.
A pretty good elevation because he took a stand for truth.
Amen.
And I believe
Amen.
That's what Christians ought to do today. Absolutely.
That's what we have to do.
You're exactly right. I'm going to just look at what we lose, ladies and gentlemen, if we cast a ballot, for example, for the Harris Waltz team. The Harris Waltz team, that's W-A-L-Z. That's the mayor, the governor, that is, of the state of Minnesota. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, what that means if we put that team in the Oval Office. It is a vote for murder. Ladies, hear me. If we vote for that team, it's a vote for murder by way of abortion, which is the position the Democratic Party takes. Listen, Kamala Harris is saying that is the major issue. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen, with the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party today, the major issue is the right to have an abortion, the push to make every state in America an abortion, a murder sanctuary, if you will. So a vote for that party, a vote for those in that position, is a vote for murder by way of abortion. For Christians, if you're a Christian, it's an impossibility. You cannot vote for a party that believes in and pushes the barbaric practices of mutilation of the healthy body parts of boys and girls under the pretense, Dr. Davis, of gender-affirming health care.
My.
Gender. By the way, this is just a little thought that just hit my mind. You know, listen, this is, and I don't have the document before me, but it's the abortion industry, Planned Parenthood, that's the one that's reaping the harvest, the whirlwind, financially speaking, the major mega whirlwind, because of the gender-affirming care. Take a little girl, for example, that they determine, the counselors out of Planned Parenthood, that she needs to be a little boy. They start on then hormone injections. Most are not aware, Dr. Davis, that the major producer of hormone materials in America is the auspices out of the umbrella of Planned Parenthood. So
Amen.
Here's Planned
Amen.
Parenthood saying that, okay, we can transfer you into a boy, and it's to sell then the drug that they're producing and to rob the insurance companies to pay for it.
Amen.
That's the problem that we're faced with. And ladies and gentlemen, as a Christian, we can't participate in that. We cannot say yes to that. A Christian cannot vote for any candidate that pushes and approves allowing males in the females' restrooms, locker rooms, shower rooms, and dressing rooms, ladies. It's an impossibility. When we look at the scripture, Dr. Davis, we need to shy away from anything that even alludes to, looks like our senses to be sin, according to the scripture. The scripture says we need to flee from it. We need to run from it. We need not to participate. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today how Christians should vote. And I'm using a negative reverse approach that if you're a Christian, you cannot vote for a candidate, local, state, or national. We as Christians cannot vote for a party that pushes the barbaric butchering of healthy body parts in what is called transitional surgery, transgenderism. Ladies and gentlemen, a Christian, a conservative, cannot vote for the Harris-Waltz ticket that is focused on murder of babies in the mother's womb under the auspices and the false philosophy of a woman's health care. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be fooled. A Christian cannot vote for any candidate that is in total disregard for America's safety, America's sovereignty, with open borders. Dr. Davis, Article 2 of our Constitution makes it implicitly clear that a president's responsibility, first and foremost, is to protect the national sovereignty. That's not been done under the Harris-Biden administration. They have left the gates wide open we've got right now major Venezuelan mobs that are in America that's now murdering, raping, robbing, and pillaging across America. It's just been recognized that that is a major problem in America. The past couple, two, 3 days, it's been expressed by the federal agents that that is a major problem with that. We've seen the results of that. And it's as a result of this particular party, i.e. the Harris-Biden party, that's allowed it to take place. Some say 10 million the illegal invaders have come in.
My.
Some have used the figure up to 19 million. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, do we as Christians and conservatives want to maintain our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, and our right to keep and bear arms? Because listen very carefully, the Harris-Waltz team, if elected, if put into office, will take away our religious liberties, our freedom of speech. Listen, Dr. Davis, with the Tim Walz, the governor of the state of Minnesota, Tim Walz, if anybody there, by his executive orders, if a person says anything publicly negative about pedophiles or negatively about the Islamic jihadist, which controlled the state of Minnesota, then it's considered hate speech and you're prosecuted and persecuted on that basis.
Well, again, someone brought out, I mean, let's say they aired out his laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they were burning Minnesota, he sat back and did nothing.
That's right.
We're talking about Tim Walz.
That's right.
I call him Walz. So we're talking Walz. About we're talking about the Biden Harris Walz that they are actually building up.
Yes.
To keep America confused, mm-hmm, and turned away from the knowledge of the truth. Now, again, when we look at borders, God is the one that instituted borders in the first beginning.
Yes.
Three examples, mm-hmm, very quickly. When he put Adam and Eve out of the garden, what did he do? He placed an angel with a flaming sword to keep the way of the garden. That's a border.
That's right.
Fast forward to Exodus chapter 19 and chapter 20.
Mm-hmm.
When he called Moses up into the mount to give him the commandments, he told Moses to set borders about the mountain to keep them from coming up so that their lives wouldn't be taken because they were sinful.
Yes.
Fast forward again. When we go to any chapter in the Bible, in the Old Testament, and even if we come to the New, also to the New Testament, you will see that cities during the Bible days, what we call the Bible days, had walls built around them. Mm-hmm. So that's still borders.
Jerusalem had walls. 49,952 people under the leadership of Nehemiah in 52 days rebuilt the wall.
So
heaven has walls. Look at Revelation chapter 21.
Amen.
It's got walls around that place called heaven. We have, look at the Holy See called in Rome. There's a wall around it with guards to protect and make sure who comes in and who goes out.
And then Revelation 22 say without. Outside of the walls.
Outside of the walls.
Dogs. Huh? So, and it goes the list.
That's right.
In other words, unsaved, unregenerate people don't have a right.
That's right.
To even
come
be
in
there.
The
Isaiah
walls.
35 also say.
That's right.
Only the righteous can walk in the way, the paths of righteousness. Amen?
Right. Amen.
So we have to know, this was always there, borders. God supports borders.
That's right.
So that, why don't we do that today?
Yeah.
I mean, why don't we agree with that?
There's no other nation on the face of God's green earth that does not have borders, and they support it with security to prevent invaders coming into their nation.
Amen.
And yet somehow,
amen,
some way, we have devolved into a position as Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, when the illegal invaders are there, he calls them new Americans. And with the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, which is now VP candidate with Kamala Harris, Tim Walz says that they're new Americans and they're issued driver's license, and with a driver's license, they can vote in the state of Minnesota.
Of course.
And you touched on a moment ago when the BLM were rioting and burning police headquarters and destroying property in Minneapolis, Minnesota, $500 million in damage, and Kamala Harris at that time still in California and out of California as the vice president, set up an account with $40 million in it to pay the cash bail to get these thugs out of jail if they were even locked up. And Tim Walz's wife, the governor's wife, says that at that time, when the burnings of Minneapolis was taking place, that she would open her windows at night to be able to breathe the aroma of tires burning, because it was good news to her. Tim Walz said that these people that were burning Minneapolis were simply those that had the right to do so, because they were dissatisfied with the system that did not help them.
And let's not forget, they also said to defund the police.
The police. That was the motive.
So now, where do you stand now?
That's it. They stand on the same thing. This is the reason Kamala Harris, since being announced as the anointed one for the presidential candidacy, she has not had an open interview with any media, good, bad, or indifferent media. She's not had an open dialogue. She doesn't intend to. In fact, I am still questioning, ladies and gentlemen, if there will even be a open debate between President Trump and Kamala Harris. I believe the worst thing in the world for Kamala Harris from a position of popularity would be to have a debate, because she will fail just as Joe Biden did in that debate, because she has no answers for the protection and provision for conservatives, for Christians, and patriots in America. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, I agree that we should not allow any invaders to overthrow our country, but the thing is that we have American citizens who are lobbying or saying that our country is no good, that we should overthrow this government. So they are as bad enemies as the ones from that just came in. We have inside enemies, and those should not be tolerated, and they should be held accountable, put in jail. You cannot just advocate for the overthrow of the government and expect nothing.
Mm-hmm. I agree. One of the things we're finding, Derby, is that we have so many people today, Christians, conservatives, patriots, and yes, those with the R behind the name, that are for the most part spineless, that are unwilling to stand and speak the truth and be powerful in their verbal victorious stand for what is truth and what Word of God says. I believe we've gotten so far away from the truth, as George Orwell said, we've gotten so far away from it, those that speak the truth then will be hated as a result of it. And with that, how would you say that system today? But Derby, I think that it is sad to see Christians, conservatives, and patriots that will vote for the Harris-Waltz ticket, because it's a vote to destroy the Bill of Rights. It's a vote to destroy freedom of speech. It's a vote to destroy religious liberties. It's a vote to destroy the morals and ethics and the values of our home and our families and the freedoms that we now have had for all of these years. It will destroy the future generations via the transgender craze that's taking place today. And that will be the move of the transgenderism, the move of abortion, will be on steroids if those two people ever set foot in the Oval Office to be the handlers to carry out the oversight of America. What say you?
I agree with everything you say. That's all I have to say.
Derby, thank you so much for your input. Thank you for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Dr. Davis, a Christian cannot vote for any candidate that believes in and pushes the legislation for marijuana. And I say that because we have so many today on a local level, a state level, that's pushing for Amendment 3 on the ballot in the state of Florida. What would your thoughts be? What would you say to the listeners today that would be concerned about how should I vote in the state of Florida when it comes to the marijuana amendment? Is it good, bad, or indifferent? How would God view it?
Well, first of all, let's see if we can figure out the reason that it's okay now in 2024. If it was dope back in the 60s,
yes,
what makes it different now? Okay, I mean, I haven't really come to that conclusion yet. Mm-hmm. Well, I have myself, but I'm trying to figure out what's so different about their method of thinking. Because it was against the law back in the days.
Yes.
People got locked up for it, for transporting it, for using it. so forth and so on. So why is it so different now? Now, I understand that they're trying to come up with a legal reason on paper saying that it can be used for medicine. But with all this medical technology in the world today, why would we need marijuana? I mean, that's just for me. I mean, now people need to understand, especially Christians, that here's what the scripture had to say. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, and 1 Corinthians 10 and 23 says,
read those, yes.
All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. I will not be brought under the power of any. That's what the Apostle Paul had to say concerning things that he had to deal with in his present day and time.
Yes.
So Christians have to come to the same conclusion that all of these things that they're trying to pass, I don't care how they're trying to justify the means to say that it's okay to do it now, and especially that particular bill is not saying medicine, it's saying recreational use.
Recreation use to get high on, that's the bottom line.
So, okay, when you are impaired, you can't make the right decision. So then you'll be willing to just go along with the flow.
Yes.
And that's where they want you
absolutely.
At. They want to get you in that boat so that they can do whatever they want to do.
In fact,
you lay right back and say, oh, just let it go. Just let it
go. Dr. Davis,
let it
you touched on it. You hit the nail right on the head. Every nation around the globe that's implemented marijuana and the use thereof or drugs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they will have a laid-back, dumbed-down society, which makes it easier for the government to control them because then they're dependent upon the government for their pot, for their home, for their clothing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm looking at an article, and it talks about the marijuana, and it says smoking marijuana can be extremely harmful to one's health. The most potent argument against the use of marijuana to treat anything, even with a medical disorder, marijuana can cause the acceleration of aggravation of the very disorders it is being used to treat. Smoking marijuana regularly can change the cells of the passages of the body in order to cause the breathing and the immune system to be dissipated. It means the increase in the possibility of danger of pulmonary infection, including pneumonia, etc., etc., etc. The point is, you go back to Galatians, and time won't allow us to read it. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, and it goes on and on and on. It's the works of the flesh that we're talking about. And a saved person cannot do that, which is the amplification and the implementation of the works of the flesh. We need to go back to the scripture and be obedient. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our prayer that you will vote according to the word of God and not according to what the government might say. Thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Amen.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, the Florida, Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Riverside at 91.7.
The Word of God, is it a rule book or is it a fuel book?
True Commentary with Stu Epperson, author of the book, Last Words of Jesus.
Jesus said in Luke 4, verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. One of my favorite Truth Network pastors, Pastor Chad, often says, when I miss my time in the Word,